This is the local VK5 news segment. And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Hello, club members, fellow amateur operators and everyone. This is John, VK5RJ, with this week's AHARS news. Next Thursday evening is our first general meeting and is also the annual general meeting, when we'll be holding the elections for the committee. We'll be welcoming a new treasurer, as Pat is standing down after many years in that role. We are fortunate that we have a nomination for the position. So that's on Thursday the 15th of February at 7:30 p.m. at the Blackwood Uniting Church Hall. All are welcome. There was a good roll-up at Friday lunch at the RSL, which unfortunately I was not able to attend myself. But my good friend Barry Williams tells me that there was the usual crowd. Paul, VK5PH, is looking at a potential venue to hold our training sessions in and is hopeful that it will be suitable. More on that as things develop. Don't forget, if you know anyone who might be willing or to give us a presentation at a club meeting later in the year, to get in touch with VK5ZBD, Greg, at gjweaver@adam.com.au. He'll contact them and follow up and try and arrange a suitable date. The subject does not have to be about amateur radio. There are many other interesting subjects that we'd love to hear about. The information for our regular weekly nets is the Monday night AHARS 2-metre net, 147.00 MHz on VK5RAD at 2000 hours. It's a general chat about what we've all been doing and anything that is of interest. It's open to all registered amateur operators, and we especially welcome new and recently licensed people to join in and become comfortable with being on air. Also, interstate and other visiting operators are welcome. You don't have to be an AHARS member to join in, so come up and make yourself known. The Boat Anchor Net, conducted by VK5LB Dean, on 3.62 MHz every Tuesday evening at 2000 hours, one of the longest running nets on the airwaves anywhere. Come up and say hello if you've got 80 metre capability. The ANZA DX Net, the Australian, New Zealand and Africa Net, runs every day on 14.183 MHz at 0515 UTC with an early check-in at 0500 UTC. It's a list net, so you have to wait your turn to give reports, etc. There are check-ins from all over the world, anywhere from 15 to 35 per day, and it would be a great platform for those working towards their DXCC awards. Paul, VK5PAS, and Shirley, VK5YL, alternate as net controllers on Thursdays, which is Ladies' Day. But all are welcome any day. Also, for FCall licensed members who aren't licensed for 20 metres, you can get on the ANZANET on 15 metres on Saturdays at 0400 UTC on 21.205 MHz. As always, if you have anything of interest or any exciting news, please let me know so we can share things with all of our members. And don't forget to check out the AHARS website and the AHARS Facebook group page. Well, that's all for me for now, so keep working the airwaves and making contacts, and stay away from COVID and other nasty bugs. Looking forward to seeing you on Thursday evening. Cheers and 73 from VK5RJ and AHARS for this week.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, or depending upon when you're listening, good afternoon or good evening. This is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Our February meeting is on next Friday, the 16th of February, at the Fulham Gardens Community Centre, with doors opening at 7 p.m. Unfortunately, our original presenter isn't available, so instead we're going to run a round of lightning talks. These are short talks given by club members on a topic of interest, with the catch being they must be less than 5 minutes long. We've already got a few interesting talks lined up, including one on an upcoming de-expedition, and one on how volcanoes can affect the ionosphere. As usual, check out the AREG website for more information on this and other upcoming events at areg.org.au. This has been Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
G'day, one and all. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's North East Radio Club news. Last Friday night, we had a lecture by Brian, a VK5VI, on modulation. And it commenced with amplitude modulation. Now, this was the first of three lectures that Brian is presenting this year, and each of them cover different aspects of modulation. So we're looking forward to the next episode there, Brian. So thanks very much for that lecture on amplitude modulation. Now, the Northeast Radio Club Technical Night will be on Friday, the 23rd of February, 2024, and we'll be learning the techniques of fox hunting from Mark VK5QI. Now, this promises to be a fun night out, as I believe we will get to have the opportunity to hunt down some of the hidden transmitters. So come along on the night and have a good time. Now, the other day, Sir Lunchalot noticed that in March there are five Fridays, but the fifth Friday is Good Friday. So there will be no fifth Friday lunch on that day. But Sir Lunchalot pointed out that you can eat lots of hot cross buns while searching for Easter eggs. Well, that's all I've got for this week's news. Don't forget to stay negative. 73s and good DX from Les. VK5 KLD.
Now let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with a weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. The relocation of our 2-metre antenna to a different tower at the Bluff has significantly restored our coverage. It may even be better than it ever was. This experiment can now be regarded as a success. A big thank you to all who were involved in getting this project up and running. We are hopeful that our other antennas, 70cm and C4FM, can be relocated to the new site as well. Of course, all of this takes considerable planning, as climbers need to be organised and a coordinated date and time arranged to get it all together. We are positive that this can be achieved in a fairly short time frame. Work has now commenced in the design and fit-out of our outside broadcast hut. With any luck, the work done on repairing our 30-year-old analog video switching unit has now resulted in a fully functional unit once more. Maxwell VK5AC has spent considerable time and effort in tracing bad connection and loose circuit boards, as well as faulty cooling fans and other sundry issues, all of which has restored the units to its best condition. Many thanks, Maxwell. Planning is now underway for our 2024 annual convention, which, as always, will be held on the King's Birthday long weekend, Saturday the 8th, Sunday the 9th, and Monday the 10th of June 2024. Please note that the convention itself is held on the Sunday only, while the Australian Fox Hunting Championships will run over both Saturday and Sunday as usual. Our first two meetings for 2024 have been well attended, as has the weekly coffee and chat session. If you are visiting Mount Gambier and would like to come along, we meet in our club rooms at the Reedy Park Centre in O'Halloran Terrace, Mount Gambier, at 10 a.m. on a Thursday morning. Our meetings are held on the first and third Friday of each month and start at 7:30 p.m. sharp. That's all I have for you this week, and so the members of the Southeast Radio Group would like to wish you all a great week. And, of course, I say 7-3 from Surge.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au.